Tip number 5. Once all your credit cards and other consumer debt is paid off, now continue the procedure with your car and house payments. If you follow this procedure, you will be amazed at the shortened amount of time it takes for you to be completely debt-free. Most people can be debt-free within 5 to 7 years. Tip number 6. Now that you are completely debt-free, take the monthly amount you were paying on your last debt and put that money toward investments. Build your asset column. That's how simple it is. Other tips to help you get control of your finances include: start paying all your bills on time to avoid any late fees. Find a credit card with a lower interest rate or no annual and transfer fees. Then you may want to consider consolidating your other credit card debts to that one card. This will allow you to pay less in interest and fees. Stop using automated teller machines, ATMs, that charge a fee. That's like paying to use your own money. Get in the habit of paying cash. Use a charge card only for emergencies. Learn how to stop buying on impulse. Use your willpower to say no. Shop at wholesale clubs and discount department stores. Respect your budget. If you've reached the $200 food limit, skip the potato chips and ice cream. Buy generic medicines or find a discount pharmacy. Start looking for a part-time job, business, or other way to earn a little extra income. Turn your thermostat down. Turn off a few lights to save on your electric bill. Learn how to winterize your home from top to bottom. Insulate pipes, get rid of drafty windows, eliminate those areas where you lose energy. Cut back on your home telephone as well as cell phone usage. This is an area where many people overlook how they can save money. Check on your insurance policies. See if you can find some comparable policies for the same cost. Raise your deductible to lower your monthly bills. In short, start getting in the habit of watching how you spend a dollar here and a dollar there. Give yourself a week and just check on how much you can save by not buying the expensive shampoo or not going out to dinner or cutting back in your lengthy phone conversations. Let's say you save $30 or $40 a week. Over a month, that comes to more than $100. Over a year, you're saving $1,200 or more, and that's a nice chunk of change to put toward paying off your credit cards. Your goal should be to get out of debt as quickly as possible so you can start looking to a better future and start thinking like the rich. Then you can start buying or building assets that will generate the passive income to pay for your phone bills, electric bills, insurance policies, and more. That is the Rich Dad philosophy of expanding your means to live the lifestyle you choose. There are two types of debt. Secured debt is debt that has collateral backing it up. Typical examples would include a home mortgage or a car loan. Unsecured debt is debt without any collateral backing it up. That usually includes credit card bills, personal loans, and medical bills. The very first debt to try and get rid of is the unsecured kind. In the Rich Dad system, unsecured debt is most definitely what we call bad debt, and the sooner you can eliminate it, the more in control of your finances you will be. That means paying down your credit cards as quickly as you can, along with any other outstanding debts you may have. Let's look at credit cards for a moment. No question that they are a wonderful convenience, and there really is no reason to cut them up, so long as you fully understand how they can lead to real financial concerns. For example, many credit cards charge you an annual fee just to have the card. Then, on top of that yearly fee, they of course charge an annual percentage rate, APR, on any monies you owe them. Take a look at your credit cards. Most these days are charging around 10% on your purchases and balance, but some charge much more than that, even as high as 20% or 25%. Needless to say, you'll spend a fortune trying to pay off any credit card debt if you only pay the monthly minimum fee. Get in the habit now of paying off new purchases on your credit card each month. Where can you find the best APR rates? Easy. Check out the following websites to find the best rates and how you can transfer your current credit card debt to a much better APR. www.bankrate.com, www.quicken.com, www.creditchoice.com, www.ivillagemoneylife.com. Okay, let's focus on getting rid of bad debt. Here's the precise method I suggest for regaining control of your monthly cash flow. Take all of your credit cards out of your wallet or purse. Check the various outstanding balances on each one. Take the cards with the smallest amount of debt on them and pay them in full first. Then, once you've paid off those cards, call up the credit card company and cancel them. From there, do the same thing on the remaining cards. Keep whittling away at that outstanding debt until it's gone. Please understand that this is a process that in most cases cannot be accomplished in just 1 or 2 months. Depending on how much cash you have, this process of whittling down your credit card debt may take several months or even years. But do it. because it's a wonderful financial feeling when you are no longer a slave to those monthly bills. Even better, you'll discover that you now have extra cash each month to pay off other debt. Once you have your credit card debt melted down, take the extra money you have and start to pay off the mortgage on your home. Most homeowners have the option of prepaying their mortgage. Check your mortgage contract to see if you can do this, or just check with your mortgage holder. In most cases, it makes a lot of sense for homeowners to literally save thousands of dollars by prepaying their mortgage each month. Even just tacking on an extra $50 a month to your principal payment, be sure you note that the money is to be added to the principal on your mortgage payment, you'll take years and thousands of dollars off your home mortgage. The best news is that those individuals who have the willpower to follow these simple measures will find themselves financially solid and free of major debt within a matter of a few years. It may sound impossible to you in your current financial situation, but trust me, these measures will work for you. But what can you do if you're really losing the fight against all your debt, truly at your own red line of life? Chances are you should check into some free or low-cost counseling. Here are some top resources to contact. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling, 1-800-388-2227, that's 1-800-388-2227, or www.nfcc.org, that's www.nfcc.org. This nonprofit service, funded in part by contributions from credit card companies, offers educational programs and confidential credit consultation. For those who are deep in debt, a counselor will draw up a relief plan and negotiate favorable payment terms with your creditors. Debtors Anonymous, 1-781-453-2743. That's 781-453-2743. www.debtorsanonymous.com. That's www.debtorsanonymous.com. Modeled on Alcoholics Anonymous, this support group follows a 12-step program to help members overcome compulsive spending.